I noticed your title is Global Education Evangelist. Can you talk about what that means and what you do there?
I've been at Google for going on 9 years now, and I've been part of the education team for most of that time. And my focus is primarily on how technology can be used in education. So my job is to work across all the various teams and to really think about the future of learning and how our tools play a role in it.
What do you plan to talk about at the Teacher Summit on Saturday?
This is a very exciting time in education because this generation of teachers, those teachers in our classroom today, are the ones who are creating all these new learning models that are taking technology and taking the web and embedding it into their curriculum, embedding it into what they're teaching. And this generation of teachers are the ones who are building what those models are going to look like for many generations to come.
You came from a challenging background. How did that shape who you are today?
I grew up in Hell's Kitchen, New York. I'm a first-generation American. I grew up on welfare and food stamps, and here I am talking to you, you know, working at Google. And education is the reason why. It's given me the opportunity to have a different perspective when we talk about education, when we talk about the issues that we're really dealing with. And so one of the things I talk to students all the time is not to think about, you know, what they want to be when they grow up, because, you know, there's to a large degree, what they're going to be when they grow up doesn't really exist today. And so instead, I ask these students what problem they want to solve. And I think when you think about what problem you want to solve, then you can think about what are the knowledge, skills, and abilities that you need to solve that problem. Some of the smartest people in the world that I've ever met were like the best gang members or drug dealers, right? Smart is smart. And some of the ones that were successful were very smart. It's just unfortunate that we weren't able to take that smart and calibrate it to something that was good and positive, right? So I never think of smart as someone who went to a big school or graduated with honors or any of those things. Smart is a capability that almost anyone can develop.
You're one of the few Latinos at Google. I'm wondering, what's that like? And do you think about that when you're there?
I think Google and other companies, especially in technology, want to have a diversified workforce. We want to recruit as many folks as we can from various backgrounds. And I think that's what we're working towards. But it starts in our education system, right? We need to get kids interested and involved in computer science and engineering. At Google, we have a great program called CS First. And it's a program that you can implement in any school, and you don't have to know computer science to implement it. And there's other programs like that that other technology companies have. But these are the types of programs that we need to get into our schools so that we can get kids interested and engaged with computer science and STEM programs in general early on in their educational careers.